There can be a temptation in the modern age to dismiss anything that is old. We can look back at the way people lived and said, oh, wasn't that foolish? How quaint. Unfortunately, that's not a great attitude in life. Jesus tells us that we must be wise enough to know what to keep and what to toss aside. And that's really what today's gospel is about. What parts of the law should we keep, and what parts of the law no longer serve their purpose, because Jesus has fulfilled the law. St. Paul writes in great measure about how the law only reminds us that we don't live up to it. It simply tells us that we're sinners. In our relationship with Jesus, we experience true freedom. One and foremost, because Jesus forgives our sins. But more importantly, because following Jesus in our lives leads us to become the persons we were made to be. We all have instances, I think, where we choose to do something, and it's not even really a choice. It's so deeply ingrained in who we are, we just do it. That's where real faith comes in. Real faith is when those commands of God become so deeply ingrained in who we are, we just do what God wants. Jesus is not casting aside all of the lessons that were necessary for the people of the Old Testament. They were a people in Moses' time who needed to hear what it meant to be kind, to be generous, to give people their due. They needed to learn what justice was. They needed to learn how to treat one another. They needed to learn how to settle disputes in a way that was consistent with the love that God had for them, and so on. Their journey from Egypt through the desert was really a journey about learning what it meant to follow God. That's really the purpose of the law for you and me. It's not to follow it simply because it's the law. It's to see that in following the law, we get to what it is we really desire and what God really wants for us, an eternal relationship with his son, Jesus. The Old Testament is fulfilled in the person of Jesus. St. Augustine put it this way: the New Testament is hidden in the Old, and the Old Testament is revealed in the New. There is a powerful connection between God's activity and action in the Old Testament and God's activity and action in the New. In the Old Testament, we really read over and over again God's solution to the problem of sin. And in the New Testament, we encounter that solution in the person of Jesus.